Blog Talk Radio.
See you out there.
Yo, Jackson, we call him the 757 number.
Alright. Yo, you would agree with what I said, though, about that thing, right?
Yes.
You would say no, right?
Yep. We'll capitalize.
I just know it was offered, but I wouldn't do it.
Right, I wouldn't either. At all.
Yo, you seen the blog, right, where Iron said he's taking a year off?
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, I seen that. He's working on other shit. He said he's working on other shit and all that.
It sounds like he got a personal thing to take care of.
Yeah.
Because he said, I'm juggling two things. And I'm trying to juggle personal and this at the same time. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Because
let's be real, like, if Big K don't choke, I think he loses that battle, too. Because Iron down the stretch wasn't really as good as he was during the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
He just kept winning. You know, I feel Red beat him, but, you know.
Yeah.
I watched that Iron and Nitty shit this morning, though, again. Yo, that shit was so crazy.
Fire, brother, fire.
Son, that Nitty, bro. That was probably the best Solomon I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, Nitty better stay. I ain't gonna say his name because we lie, but Nitty better stay. Your boy better stay away from Nitty, man.
Dang, my boy. He ain't the one that told
me. Not your boy
per se.
Not your boy per se. I'm just saying it. Let me say that boy. That cat better stay away from Nitty.
Oh, yeah.
Nitty better stay. Nitty different, man.
Yeah. Very fucking different. Like,
Jacket, man.
The first time, I ain't gonna lie, the first two times I seen the Solomon shit, I had Solomon, but now it'd be like, yo, it'd be like, it just depend on what I feel like hearing.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Because the shit Nitty be saying, dog, that shit don't even.
Nitty shit.
Bro, okay. I could argue that either one of them won 3-0.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally edge either one of them all three rounds. Like, there's not really a clear round in that battle.
Nope.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I always wanted to know if Nitty had freestyled the second part of the ab bar.
I need to interview that cat, man.
Because you know how really he was like, he went from Mr. Wavy to Ass Folding. And
yeah.
He got a reaction. He was like, know what? Fuck that. It was looking like an ABA, but now it's straight like that. And I was like, hold up. Did he just freestyle that shit? Yo.
Did he fire, man? Fire. Fire.
Back.
Jack, what's up, my nigga? Hold on a second. Jack about to call up right now. Shit.
Hey, make sure. Hey, ask him what he feels his best performance is. I'm kind of curious for that.
Right.
I always be wondering that about people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't ever think like that? Like, what they personally feel was their best shit?
Yeah. Probably going to say Steams or this battle with Big T.
I don't know. He might say that Kumite shit, bro. That shit was fire. Steams was a better battle, but...
Yeah.
He on now. I'm about to mute myself and shit.
That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Let's talk to the Jackanese. You ain't even hear the Jackanese, nigga. Jack Boy, man, what's good, man? Yo, Jack.
He hung up. Either he hung up or he just got kicked.
What? Let me tell him to call back up and shit.
Man, Blog Talk better not be on that bullshit tonight.
But we on though, so I think his phone dropped.
Yeah. There he is. He back on.
Let's try it again, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Y'all don't even peep the Jackanese, nigga. Richmond in the motherfucking building, man. Jack Boy, what's good, man?
What's happening with you, bro? What's up? What's up?
How are you, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm chill.
Well, you know, I got to pay attention. Shout out to Uncle Ra. Shout out to Knowledge to God for giving niggas updates. You know, old head niggas like me at the crib, you know, could follow and see what our Born Legacy was, our band legacy was. How was it for you, man? I saw your interviews and all that. You and Big T. So you and Tech N9ne going back and forth. How you feel about the battle, though?
Man, the battle was lit, man. I feel like in the building it was a classic, waiting to see how it's going to turn out on cam. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, damn. Man, the event was lit. It was a great weekend. 3 days. There wasn't not one whack battle, if I recall. Like, man, it was lit, man. All the Goonies put on. It was Goonies weekend. Everybody did their numbers. Like, this shit was wild, son. I think I finally showed everybody. They need to stop playing with me.
All right. Were you impressed with Big T? Were you happy with how Big T came at you?
Hell yeah, man. Big T gave me goddamn a Big T to that niggas ain't gotten, what, like 7 years? Fuck, 5 years, 6 years, somewhere in that range. Since Surf?
Since Surf? Come on, Jack. He talk about since Surf, he was good against Clips. I got it.
Listen, I'm not saying he won't good another battle. You're saying that one that we all go run back to? You know how people be like that, Jack, from the Fetty battle. That one that people run back to, that when everybody
right.
know who you are, that one battle that's undeniable, did your thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was that T. Like, yeah.
Mm.
He was that T. Whether for that that's the Surf battle or the Clips battle or whatever it is for you, that was that. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he came out in the first round. He tested me. He wanted to see what I was going to do. He realized I wasn't playing with him. Then he turned into the Big T of old.
So it was Bow against Shaka Boo? Is that what we doing?
Night, man.
Who stood out to you? Because I'm hearing stuff about this cat. I guess he's down with the Goonies now. Am I pronouncing his name right? I'm hearing a lot of things about this brother right here, man. You know what I'm saying? To the point, Jack, I had to go back and watch his battles, though. But I hear you, him, and Av, from what I was watching from 15 Minutes of Fame and Hip Hop is Real, what people seem to be talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look. Ace, I mean, that guy right there. Look, man, ain't nobody seen shit like that yet. Ain't nobody seen shit like that yet. And then he got one of those stories that... Yeah, I'm going to just let y'all... I ain't even going to tell it. But,
okay.
Man, it's something different. It's something special. Breath of fresh air. And he's going to take this shit by storm. As long as he stay focused, he'll take this shit by storm. Like, man, look, this nigga Av too, son. This nigga, hey, yo, Av is one of them niggas. Like, Av always is looking for a great fight. Don't matter the stage, he want a great fight. You know what I mean? So, man, I respect Av over a lot of these other niggas. Like John John retarded ass. He waiting for niggas to come out the yard. Last time I checked.
Here we go, Jack.
The toughest fights in the world happen in the yard, right? Oh, all right.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. So why would you be waiting for niggas to come out the yard? This is what he said on Twitter. I'm waiting for them to get out the yard. What? You gonna get the best fights in the yard. Oh, so you're trying to slap box. He ain't trying to put it all on the line. And I say that because when he said that shit, Av corrected that nigga. That's why I bring it up. Av told that nigga, stop waiting for niggas to get out the yard and go jump in the yard.
Wow.
Some niggas don't want that wreck like that. Some niggas just want to go where they can go and be pretty. You know what I'm saying? I.E. like the hitman. You know what I'm saying?
Which, all right, Jack. Jack, let's take our time here, Jack. Let's stay focused. So let me ask you this. You don't feel the conversation with you because I think you're liked. And even though you might not want to be liked, Jack, because I don't think you give a fuck about being liked and not being liked. But
yeah, I know. I don't care how.
I know you don't. I know you don't. But people do fuck with you, and I think people do want to see you win because of your
Look,
persona.
I think it's, and that's what I was about to say. Like, this is what I was about to say. Just because at this point people are starting to like me, I don't feel like that makes me a good guy all of a sudden. The reason being, I feel like it's one of them things where, like, it's like you cheer. Sometimes you go to the movie about the bad guy, I mean the good guy, but y'all kind of end up cheering for the bad guy sometimes. Especially when you know a nigga's story, they tell you the story, give you the backdrop, like, Black Panther, I fuck with Killmonger more than I fuck with T'Challa, bitch ass. That's just me,
But Jack, you like a wrestler that you don't know if he's good or bad, but when he comes down the aisle, he going to get cheers. But the boo's going to be light. The boo's going to be real light, though. You feel me? You're going to get more cheers than boos. You feel me?
I mean, I ain't really too tripping on the cheers or the boos. The reason being is because the people that's cheering now is most of the people that was booing anyway.
But, Jack, don't you think you have a lot to do with it, though? Because your last battle with Steam, which I thought was a fire battle, obviously I didn't get to see Big T, but everybody had good things to say about you and Big T. So I felt like people was waiting for Jack to get his weight up, so to speak. Maybe the other battle rappers and the fans.
Here's my thing. I feel like I came out hot. I came out talking my shit. Nigga seen it, I was on my shit. With the Fetty battle, the drugs battle, the 2-on-2s, they seen, oh, shit, this nigga is dangerous. This shit y'all seeing now ain't new. Niggas been knew I was dangerous. This shit ain't new. If you want to think about it, this is actually the second time I went on a tear. If you think about it, when I came in, drugs, okay, cool,
right.
First PG. But I came in, drugs. Second one, Fetty, woke niggas up. The 2-on-2, whole moment with Snake, me and Ryder, bombing on them niggas. The other 2-on-2, the coup, that was 4 in a row for y'all then.
But Jack, you know you're gonna get graded more on 1-on-1 battles compared to 2-on-2s because I think the conversation was, all right, Jack, we don't want to see you on 2-on-2s. We want to see you on 1-on-1 competition. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a conversation from fans and all that, and for battle rappers, John Maybe and all that. You don't think so?
That's cool. It's cool, but it don't mean it's official to me.
Right.
You niggas like surf getting re-hot with 2-on-2s. Surf was dwindling off before he decided to ride rock. Now we looked at it because surf was the higher up. So we looked at it like, oh, rock. Well, we like to say it in the way of rock, ride, and surf. You know what I'm saying? Because surf is the higher upper echelon nigga. When you think about it, Rock was the one that was consistently being hot, going crazy. Not that Surf was being bad, but Rock was the one that we was really watching at the time.
Okay.
Then Surf added on. Then the 2-on-2s. And shit from the Gun Titles battle was still used as paraphrases today for battle rap. So I'm tired of hearing 2-on-2s don't matter. I'm tired of that shit. A lot of niggas that made their claim and got their career rebooted up at 2-on-2s, they don't matter. But if a Rum Nitty or Ill Will or Charlie Clips or someone is on the fence and the fans looking at them like, and double impact come up and Clips and Goods go crazy, you niggas gonna forget about the bullshit Clips did and be like, I can't wait to see Clips in the battle, his next battle. But
Jack, I feel you.
But Jack, I feel you, but I think people looking at those brothers you talking about, those niggas you talking about, I think they body at work before they went back to little two on twos. But that's how fans look at it though, Jack.
I don't care. Drake, I don't care about their body at work, bro.
I know, Jack.
That shit means nothing to me, bro. Bro.
But it has to in a sense though, no?
Listen, it don't. Fuck no. If a nigga walk down on me in the street, you say, yo, Jack. So that nigga around the corner, he said he trying to scrap. All right, let's get it popping. We walk around the corner. As we walk around the corner, if you telling me, hey, yo, Jack, you know, last week, he knocked this nigga out. Week before that, he had gripped this nigga up out of his car. Before that, he had did like 5 years and was running to jail. I'm going to punch you in your shit because I don't want to hear what he did. He going to have to do it. That's the difference. Mm. That's how I was raised up on. You come around my OGs, you can't come around these niggas like, yeah, this is what I did. Okay. I'm just hearing it, though.
Jack, this ain't the block, though, my nigga. This ain't the block.
Man, everything's the block. Everything's the block. Let me tell you why everything is the block. Let me tell you why everything is the block. Because a lot of this shit, you niggas be giving false street stain to niggas through battle rap. We call a lot of these niggas in battle rap OGs. Let me tell you something. None of my OGs in any form of rapping would have ever gave out a nigga government name. None of my OGs in any form of rapping would have never gave out where a nigga stay. None of my OGs in the form of rapping would have never said something to a nigga on stage that he wouldn't have said to a nigga in his face and then blame it on battle rap. And these are the ways that the new guys is taught to come in battle rap. And that's from y'all so-called OGs. All of them. Not excluding one. All of them. All these tough talk niggas y'all talk about that's OGs in the street. They did this and they did that. First of all, you niggas don't even know what they did. You ain't grow up with these niggas. It's all hearsay. All because of what you like, what you see, what he say. But a lot of fuck niggas in jail that say some cool shit.
Yeah,
I know some
that's
niggas
true.
That you feel me? Like,
yeah,
I'm
I feel
not, that's why that shit means nothing to me. That's why that shit means nothing to me. None of these niggas is OGs to me. None of them. And none of these niggas no vets to me. So none of these niggas hold no stain to me. Can't nobody let they won't hang on Jack. That ain't happening. Reason being, because I don't believe none of that shit. You got to do it to me. You got to do it to me. What do you mean? I don't care what a nigga did to a quantum physics or a clean paper or a Charlie Clips or I don't care what you did to these niggas.
But that's legacy, though, Jack. But, Jack, that's legacy. That's something you're trying to build right now, my nigga. You glue, twerk,
listen,
drugs.
Listen, y'all like these niggas. Right. Y'all fell in love with these niggas when battle rap was spoken word. Shit wasn't even rap.
Don't do that. No, Jack. I ain't going to let you do that, Jack. Jack,
oh,
you can't do that, Jack. Nah, my nigga. Jack, I fuck with you heavy, my nigga. Well, you can't do that, Jack. Come on.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to do that. I've actually been watching. I've been watching battles, bro. Old battles. A lot of them shits was full of jokes. This shit wasn't full of what you get now.
You gotta give me give me battles, Jack. You gotta give me battles.
You mean I gotta give you battles, bro. That's all of them. What you mean? What crazy bars were you niggas getting back then? I watched Surfing Big T. That shit full of jokes. Not even full of jokes, but really saying shit like, you lost the head ice. Hit him with a 2-piece. They're gonna have to put ice on his head. Yikes. I mean,
Jack.
They were saying shit like that back in the day. It was
Jack,
Big T, one of his haymakers was, I heard two, I'm just going to be mad. I wasn't the first two. That was a haymaker to you niggas back then. The fact that he was upset, he won't
Yo,
be first
I'm not
going to
let you
diss battle.
Big T and Surf, nigga. Fuck out of here,
it's
Jack.
Listen, but it's not about them. It's about how the culture was. Like I said, it was spoken word. A nigga got to say, I'm Hurtsu, put you in the Hurtsu, Only problem is, I'm just going to be mad I ain't the first two. And you niggas held on to that for years.
That's golden era battle rap, my nigga. You bugging.
Hitman
and Arsenal was
Arsenal
was fire.
Slam. That's poetry slam. That's poetry slam, bro. That's poetry slam, for real. That ain't no, and then these same niggas be trying to say shit to me like, you know, you niggas ain't complex enough. I got pins. I got what pin? Pin you had back then? If anything, you getting a pin now because you watching us and trying to keep up. What
niggas
pin you
got
had
quotables,
back then?
Jack. Niggas got quotables, man.
And that's cool. And Jack, half of them quotables is trash. You want to be real?
What?
Yeah,
y'all got a quotable for a nigga saying he gonna use his gun like an air guitar, like he Elvis. Find that gun for me.
Nah, to my verb, don't do that. That shit was fire.
Find that gun
against
for me.
Arsenal.
That
shit was
find
fire.
That find that gun for me. Find that gun for me. Find it.
Let me.
Find
let's
it.
Go here. Let's go here, Jack.
Find it. Hey, you
Jack,
ever crowd surf a nigga to the ambulance?
You talking about Headman hollering out? Is that what you doing?
You ever crowd surf a nigga to the ambulance?
Nah, Jack. Nah, no. No.
This should be listen, realistic, as y'all say, though. This be the best be spitting that believable, realistic shit, though, like y'all say. Hmm? What we doing?
I'm trying to take it here. You said, whew, I saw your post, man. You had some words for Hitman Holler, which I thought was very disrespectful, Jack. Like, you try to make it sound like Hitman is was not it's not that dude and was never
he's
that
not.
Dude.
He was it.
Huh?
Don't make me break this shit down to you, dog. I'm
break it down.
Shit.
You got to break it down to me, Jack. Because we talk about a all nigga right. That's a top three performer of all time in
yo,
battle
hell
rap.
Hell no.
That's
listen,
a fact.
See, this is what y'all oh. This is, that is not a fact. This is not a fact. This is not a fact. See, you niggas in battle rap far from this syndrome called you love what was there when there was nothing that was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, when niggas had rotary phones back in the day, all the old niggas at the time, them was the shit. Them was the shit.
It was the shit. It was.
Them big black-ass cell phones, you walking around with them shit, long-ass
yeah.
Antenna, look like you got the cell tower with you. Them was the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When the new phones came out, how many old ass niggas said, I ain't getting that shit. I'm cool with this joint right here. And they stuck with it. Like now. I know a few old heads that still got beepers. How? It's 2019. But they got them. Niggas stuck in their ways. All that shit.
You can't rewrite history, Jack.
You got attached to something because it was the only thing there, not because you had options. Now
what options, Jack?
Options.
We had mad options. We had clean paper, shine it, man. Like those niggas, like when you think of those niggas held it down. Like those niggas are top
three
to me.
They make options.
How?
You're talking performance. You're talking performance.
Yes,
right?
Performance. Yes.
Bro, you niggas kill me. You niggas kill. What? First of all, what's your definition of performance?
Versus clean paper's entertaining.
This is what I say. Listen, I didn't say entertaining. We say we're talking performance. I think niggas get confused with being entertained and what performance is. And
clean
I think
with the spin move. Clean with
I
the spin move. We talk about Hitman Holler and remixes.
Spins once a battle. He spins once a battle, bro. What else do he do after
spun
that
more than
spin
once,
besides
man.
Stand there and rap, bro? Then listen, and the spin isn't even a spin he do while rapping. It's after he says a bar or a joke, and then he spins for his celebration. It ain't even while rapping. Like, if we would be technical and break this performance shit down, he doesn't even spin with the bar, my nigga. He says the bar. He says the joke. You know what I don't like about you, dude?
So
he
has to say something with the spin? He has to say something with the spin to make it official?
No, I'm saying this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. That's one time. So what's performance to you? Because he do that once, now he's a king of performance? Or because Hitman tags his brother in and his brother does most of the work? He's a performer?
Wow,
what do these niggas
nah,
do? Listen, what do these niggas do? Listen. What do these niggas do while they're rapping that keeps you entertained besides just the words?
I
don't
know.
Hitman's
story.
Hitman
went to a tangent against Arsenal. Or Hitman went to a tangent with Arsenal against T-Rex and broke that shit down lovely, man.
Hitman performs. Hitman performs. He's not a performer. I am a performer. I perform, nigga.
Jack,
you're
not on Hitman's level yet, my nigga. You still going. You still on the grind, Jack. No disrespect. You still on the grind. Hitman has done legendary shit.
Listen, it's actually disrespectful to me at this point to tell me I'm still on the grind. But I've been battle rapping for fucking. No, I'm saying for me, because I've been battle rapping for 6 years. Y'all just taking with this URL shit. I've been grinding for a minute. Oh, I'm still on the grind. I'm here.
Well, you talking about a household name, though, Jack. You talking about a household name in battle rap like Hitman Holler. He's a household name.
See, listen,
in performance.
This is what kills me. This is what kills me with this shit.
Yeah, Jack.
He a household name, so because you talking to him, you talking about him, we supposed to be like, hold on.
Not at all. Not at all, Jack. I ain't saying be scared.
Scared.
No, I ain't trying to like that.
No, I ain't saying I'm scared. I'm saying people was like, pump your brakes. It's Hitman. Fuck is that supposed to mean? Well, he just fucking battled Casino. The fuck is you mean? Because all right, put in half of the work I put in. And what you going to take? All the take is a side bet? Hitman better start writing then. And Father's going to take as a side bet. Fuck you mean?
Let me ask you
fuck
this, Jack.
What do you mean?
Do you look at it like this, like, all right, man, you could battle a nigga like Casino, even though it's 50K on the line, but you can't battle a nigga like me?
Yeah, facts. And it's not like he's not going to get paid. You know these niggas going to pay him? What? Oh, okay.
You talking about a nigga's resume against John Cortez, Surf, Rock, Shine, Goods, Clips, Oz, Big T, Math, like, Calico, like,
bro, you still doing resumes? You still doing resumes?
The resume counts, though. We can't just scratch, rewrite history
bro,
and tell niggas,
yeah,
spit on niggas' resumes.
He's fucking gone. This shit counts when he's gone. He's still rapping, right? Okay, cool. Fuck that resume then. He's still rapping, right? Fuck
yes.
That resume. You want to know why? Because Michael Jordan had a long-ass resume, too. AI still
ooh,
crossed his black ass. Michael Jordan, nigga, one of the best ever. Didn't AI still
yes,
cross that nigga on
yes,
his resume
did,
at all? Oh, all right.
But like Mook said, niggas forgot that AI still, Michael Jordan still won that game, though. My nigga, like AI crossed over, Jordan still won that
okay,
game, like Mook
said.
Listen,
that's cool. He still won that game. All right, that's one example. How many other games? Niggas is not going to act like Michael Jordan never lost. No, like, come on, son, we're not going to do this. I get that one. Okay, cool. You got that one with the rebuttal. Cool. But you get exactly what the fuck I was talking about.
I get what
about,
you're saying, Joe. I get what you're saying. I get what
niggas,
you're saying.
Niggas can have all the resumes they want. That don't mean you can't fuck around and get punched in your mouth and dropped. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
But you tweeted out like, there's levels
bro,
to this.
Bro, he's not a pedophile. Yes, bro, there's levels to this
what
shit.
What you mean? You
want
to say levels
listen,
to him?
I do not give a fuck because y'all been knowing this nigga for a decade and some change that it's supposed to be. Is listen, if you even think about it, his response will let you know. He be watching. He know what's up. His response will let you know. That nigga didn't come
of course,
back at me
I,
on
you
some.
Be watching.
It's,
yeah.
It's, listen, he didn't come back on me on some. It was some performance shit. He came back on me on money. Same thing you doing right now, basically. Is
no,
you,
no, no.
You
I don't like money talk. I don't do. I don't know
no
Jack. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't like money talk.
He came back. He came back with money. He didn't come back with skill. I was talking skill. I'm talking performance.
Right.
He
no,
came
I agree
back
with that.
Money.
I agree with
he
that. I don't co-sign
money,
that money talk. Just I want niggas to battle. Whether he wants to battle or not, I don't know. But I don't want niggas, and that's what battle rappers
I'm pretty
do.
Sure he don't, I'm pretty sure he don't want to battle me. He ain't thinking about no Jack, you feel me? And I know that. My thing is just point where it's like, I told you niggas what was up with the gun sounds. Niggas thought it was a joke. I told y'all that shit in my eye. I'm coming to get it. Now I got it. Tell Hitman I'm coming for my performance title, nigga. That's it.
Performance
hey,
title? Jack. But Jack. I like Jack, man. I got a little talk with the brother right here. I fucked with this nigga so heavy, man. Love his energy. But Jack, you got to hit a known stage or some of madness, no? You got to hit a big stage
and
first.
It's coming. And it's coming. It's coming. I said,
but,
I'm playing the scene.
Okay, you playing the scene.
Let
okay,
that nigga
all right,
know.
All right,
let that nigga right, know I'm on his heels.
Right.
I got to dead some niggas before. Cool. Let that nigga know I'm on his heels, though. Performer. I don't see it. Half of the time, you just step in a 2x4 radius and you move your head. I'm everywhere.
So, wait a minute. You still have not defined what performance is in your decision because you battle in not big rooms. So, are you saying how much performance can you do in a small room in your opinion?
In a small room? But
yes.
Do you really be watching my battle? I perform
of
in any
room.
Of course
I do.
That's my number one.
Fuck the
thing,
Knicks.
Bro.
Fuck the Jets. Fuck the Yankees. Fuck the Matic. Fuck the yeah,
am I, listen, do you not with the performance feel the conviction with every fucking word?
I love
you
and Steve. That was a dope battle. It was a dope battle.
I know for a fact every cameraman and battle rapper has already told me I'm their best person to film. Niggas that been filming Hitman for years told me out their own mouth they love filming me better than that nigga because you get more creative energy, more performance, more movement, and it's fluent and natural. These are you all.
I wish they wouldn't tell you
bro,
that. I wish they wouldn't tell you that so far. I wish they wouldn't tell you that yet, Jack. And I don't mean to respect
you
because I just want you to add on.
What you mean
no,
not yet? When you see it. Why try not to tell a nigga something that you see and you feel just because you feel not yet or because you feel, well, you know, Hitman been doing this for a while, so let's wait. Sorry, bro. Even though a nigga ain't on your on your level as far as popularity yet, when it comes to a certain skill, it's clear I got it over you. It's not that you don't have it. You just don't have it like me. Plain and simple.
Jack, give me, all right, I'm going to ask you your opinion. What performance is that you think you have over Hitman in your battle rap
every
career?
Single
performance.
One, I'm just an overall better performer than this nigga.
Not against YK, my nigga. Come on,
son. That's all you have. That's all you got. Now name another battle that
I thought Steams.
That's all you got.
I don't think Steams. You won. I don't think that battle was dope on performance level and shit. I thought it was dope mixed off. The way you looked, pause, no shirt on, bandana. The setting was lovely. Look at dark setting.
Question.
And you and Steams went in.
Why is it such a pause in battle rap? Because I mean, you know, these. Why we got this pause thing in battle rap? I've never heard pause.
You got your shirt
on,
Jack. You got your shirt on, Jack. But it's the bad boy image, though.
I never heard the word pause until battle rap and going to New York. That's the first time I heard pause.
I'm from Brooklyn,
never
Jack.
Heard
you got to excuse
and
me.
And battle
brother,
rap is
I'm from Brooklyn,
New
man.
York niggas, too. So it makes sense. Feel me? Battle rap is actually run by you New York niggas when it comes to you. Now, think about it. It makes sense why there's a bunch of paws running through battle rap. That's
a but
New
as
York
a New York nigga, I could. But as a New York nigga, I could say the Midwest really took held battle rap down for years. I will always say that. Always
yeah, fuck
say that.
Too.
Yeah.
Fuck
Verb hit, man.
Too.
Like, that
fuck
wave, Cal.
Too. Fuck them niggas, too. Fuck,
Jack don't give a fuck about none of the history in battle rap, man. He's writing his history right now, but don't
why
love
should
because,
I care about history, bro?
Because you,
cause fuck,
Jack, you're building history right now, brother. You're building your history right now.
Listen, I know what I'm doing. Why should I give a fuck about their history? Fuck that shit got to do with me. I want a part of it. I don't give a fuck about it.
You watched it, though, Jack, like the rest of us, man. Come on.
I
know
I
you
watched
did.
Some of it. I'm going to be real with you. I'll be real with you. I watched everything. This is how battle rap went for me. I watched all of the Reed early shit. You feel me? The grind time, nah. The early startup of the KOTD,
Fight Club.
Nah.
Yeah.
I ain't even really get on URL. Remember you weren't on the first URL battle I fucking watched. B Magic and Tay Rock, bro. It's the first B Magic battle I watched, bro.
Fire.
I mean
the
first URL
battle.
That's when I got back onto battle rap. My man put me back onto it. That's the first jump that I watched coming back to battle rap. So, no, I don't. I truly, like, niggas that feel like I watched the old shit, but when Suge and Tay-Rock was battling, no, I wasn't watching them. When Verb and Hitman battle, I wasn't, like, dead into the culture watching, like, I can't wait for this.
That's a classic.
I've watched it.
Jack,
I've watched it.
We
don't
was all anticipated to watch Hitman
and
Verb,
man.
And
this
a classic.
And this is why y'all have the feelings y'all have.
What you
but
mean,
feeling?
It's
the
general consensus, Jack, that Hitman and Verb is
listen,
one of the best
listen,
battles of all time.
Listen, like I said, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying
right.
Y'all was a part of that at that time. That's why y'all got the feelings for it that y'all had. Guess what? I wasn't. I don't give a fuck. It never will. That shit means nothing to me. That shit means nothing to me.
Let's have real talk here, then.
When all these so-called OG niggas y'all know was battle rapping, trying to get their stay through battle rap, I was getting real. Stay. I didn't even know it was staying at the time. It was just fun to do. Feel me? Like
I disagree with that, Jack. But I'm gonna let you get your shit off. Let me ask you this.
What?
Do you think you're better performing than Briz? Hold on. Do you think you're better performing than Briz?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Cause I actually think Briz is better than Hitman in that performance category too.
When overall or right now?
Here's my thing. I'm shooting at Hitman rather than Briz for performance because I feel like I go to Briz after Hitman. Like, I don't go by battle rap hierarchy. I look at actual skill, bro. Hitman ain't the best performer, bro. Sorry. Let's get this shit out the fucking way so the rest of us can show y'all what this shit really's like.
So, all right, so what? Minus you saying that because he was here first, it sounds like you're saying, and we had to watch. So why a lot of us have Hitman as top three of all time?
Because it's all you had to watch, dog. It's all you had to watch. Think about it. Look at it like this. Kids coming up now, some of them now, especially the little kids that's getting put on the battle rap, all they're going to know is Twerk and us. We're going to be their legends. They heard about the just like some of the kids know, they hear about the Wilts. Some of them, even because Michael Jordan's brand and whatnot, they get put on the Michael Jordan. But they don't have that same attachment to Jordan and Will Chamberlain like they do LeBron. And like a nigga like me, I didn't even really grow up in the MJ era either. I was born through it. Like, I was raised through it. So I didn't physically get to see and celebrate the championships. I was raised through it, though. So, for me, I'm a Kobe fan. I have an attachment to Kobe, not Jordan.
I see.
I could give two fucks about that nigga. But my attachment is to Kobe. So, when niggas say LeBron is the best, I'm like, hold on, you niggas are getting cold. So, I understand the attachment you niggas have. But it's because what you was brought up with. You feel me? It's what you watched the culture with. You came up with the culture watching these dudes. So you have some kind of attachment to them, and I understand it. But that do not mean they're more skillful than us just because they're older and been here longer. You feel me? It don't
mean let me ask you this. Is Twerk a better performer than Hitman right now, in your opinion?
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people are. That's what you understand. I feel like a lot of people are, bro.
A lot?
Yeah, bro.
What do you mean a lot? You got to give me
bro.
Names, Jack. You just can't say
bro.
A lot and give me some names, brother.
Bro, me, Twerk, Briz. Hell, I even seen a young nigga named, I even seen a young nigga Bankhead this motherfucking weekend that
Sam,
was around the
Sam,
course. Sam, fucking
Sam,
hit,
Sam,
fuck
Sam, Sam.
Here we go. You attached.
Bank?
Come
this
on.
This nigga ain't put
you
no
attached.
Pain in here, Jack. Niggas ain't put no pain
see,
in here. You can be Bankhead.
See, here's my thing right here. This is what you niggas go to. He ain't put no pain in. That don't mean he don't have the skills, though. Fuck that got to do with skills.
I'm not putting
no
Bankhead. You're my nigga.
You,
I'm not.
Listen,
I can't put Briz. Briz is one of my niggas.
You know what you're telling me? You know what you're telling me? If I tell you, hey, this nigga right here is fast as fuck. All you telling me is, yeah, but he ain't ran a mile yet. That's all you saying. That don't mean he ain't fast, though, my nigga. Like, fuck you. What? He just didn't run.
Jack.
He just didn't run a mile yet. But that don't mean he ain't fast, my nigga. Like, what are you talking about?
Jack, you don't even. Jack, what do you say to people that say you don't even know how to move on a big stage just yet? How to move? How to dance? How to skate? How to get your Chris Brown on? Chris Brown with the dance
not,
moves.
Not on a big stage. Listen, Dre. Not you.
All
because right. I know you know that all that shit is false. But to them, hey, I ain't gonna say what I was gonna say. But
you
know what I was gonna say some vulgar shit to him. I was gonna say some vulgar shit to him. But I'm gonna leave it alone, son. I ain't even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna do it. Because if you come to me and say you can't shake a big stage, you obviously must have not been paying attention to battle rap when I shook
I'm not
the big
saying
day.
You can't. You just haven't. All right.
I didn't.
It seemed like you were checking out.
What you mean?
Somebody, the 2-on-2. I get that. I'm talking about three rounds of Jack Boy Maine, Jack and Nice, Richmond's Finest, solo, on the stage, on a big, like, listen, you and Tech N9ne, it seemed like Tech N9ne said on Hip Hop Is Real that he wanted you and him on a No More Summer Madness to set it off. I think that would be a great look for you. In fact, Tech N9ne, I got to keep it real, my nigga. You my guy, champion, but I got Jack Boy beating you, okay?
Here's my thing. This was hilarious to me. Stage shit is cool that we do in battle rap, right? It's cool? I get it. Tell me this. It's the same motherfuckers that watch the same motherfuckers whatever stage they on and like the same fucking material, my nigga. All it is how much can you move? How comfortable do you look truly? It ain't about really what you say. Because for real, a lot of this shit we take in these small rooms, we can take to a big room and fucking say. Niggas just make this logical fucking invisible goddamn environmental line with this shit. Like, oh, so Dre, you ain't watched Jack in the little room? Now you watching him in the big room? Oh, but now it's because the big room, it ain't the same Jack to you, huh? What? That's bogus as fuck. I'm the same nigga. I'm going to do the same shit that made everybody say what they saying now. We want to see Jack on a big stage. Why are they saying that? Because they feel like the shit I'm doing now fits on the big stage. Also, they have had a preview of Jack being on the big stage. So why wouldn't I feel confident in what I could do on the big stage? One, everything they see me doing in the small room, they're saying I deserve to be on the big stage, which means they want to see how it looks on the big stage. Not that they want me to change something or do something different. They think that what I'm doing just really big stage play. So why wouldn't I feel like I'm a shine on the big stage? One, when I've already done it. I know y'all got y'all whole little things about 2-on-2s and all these fake, whack-ass stigmas. But I've already done it. I've shot Irvin Blythe. I made that shit go dumb without anybody else saying a word. Without anybody else saying a word on multiple occasions. But I gotta take that L though, cause that's just what niggas wanna say. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is, oh, but we still hold Vince Carter jumping over the 7 foot whatever white boy prevalent, but that wasn't an NBA game. Shit, that was some overseas little rec ball shit. Some regular old, what, some Olympic shit? It wasn't NBA though. Oh, but we hold it to a standard, basically celebrity shit, but we hold it up. But over here we can't, it don't mean nothing. It was 2-2, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. What?
But Jack,
what?
What do you, I seen tweets out there saying, "Oh, you want Hitman?" When people are saying, "You can't even jump over your bro yet, twerk to get that battle first." What do you say to people that say that? I saw those tweets.
I tell them they dumb as shit if they think I was trying to jump over my bro.
Right.
It's not about trying to jump over my bro.
It's just you getting yours. You trying to get in where you fit in.
Both of us is getting ours, and Hitman gonna fuck around and have to battle both of us, or he gonna pick one. Shit, either way, he gonna lose. I don't give a fuck. Either way, he gonna lose.
Jack, I don't know if you I don't know if you're ready for his ass, right? That shit might be different when it's in front of you, man. That shit might be different when it's in front of you, fam.
That's the same thing Big T just said when I was in front of him.
No shade of Big T, but his man's on a bigger plateau. Than Big T, fam.
Tell me is he's on a bigger plateau. You don't never say this nigga's better than anybody. You just keep telling me he's more popular than niggas.
No, I think Hitman's better than a lot of niggas. And let me tell you this. I know niggas say Hitman don't got bars.
Bro,
I disagree with that.
Do you, Dre, do you, when this is over, I want you to listen to this and I want you to hear yourself. Here's the reason being. All
right.
As a culture, we all know this nigga only good for one fucking round anyway. That's his stigma. So all of this nigga can't be beat. This nigga ain't popular.
No, he can be beat. He can be beat.
Listen, though. But all this, are you ready for Hitman? First of all, the nigga only has one good round most of the time. He not even the nigga that we look at like he win everything. We just know we're going to get a group remix. We wait on that nigga just for the remix.
I thought he had two dope rounds against Tay-Rock. Third round was a little flat, but there's two rounds against T-Rock was dope to me.
I ain't watch that shit, man.
I just think they don't watch that shit. Hitman Cortez, three rounds against them. Had him losing the surf. You know what I'm saying? Him and John was probably the best back and forth at some of
that
shit.
That three rounds, he has one. Bro, Hitman only has one great round. And whatever round that is the round that the motherfucking remix is in.
I know some people say his rounds decrease after the first. I've heard that.
Recently, no one go. So what? And I always come with two. So right off of the back of stereotypes of both of us, he lost. Always have two dope rounds. He always got one. If we going off stereotypes and stigmas, he already lost. So what is all this? Is a nigga ready to hang? Because last time I checked, he only good for one round. We didn't turn it into bars. It's his whole thing. You know you're going to get one round from that nigga. And half of the reason it's one round is because you're excited for the remix.
He's top five in quotables.
Listen, here's my thing. I need quotables outside of the remix because when we talk about Hitman on the big scale, all we talk about is remixes. I need something else.
What you think? You think you fooling us? You bring the cops through. Gangsters, killers, thugs, I'm bringing the block through. It's homework you talking
that,
when I rap it. The contract said I can't do this.
But you're going
to
shit that's 10 years old. Can I get something fresh? 10 years old? Niggas, you're appreciating something that really would get booed in today's life. Like that's like the rotary phone. If an old nigga was like, "Hey, here's a rotary phone as a gift," a little kid going to put that shit across the room for Christmas. He's not accepting that shit.
I walked in hugs.
I'm not accepting a bar that was 10 years old and nobody even raps like life doesn't even move like that anymore. I'm not accepting that.
I walked
that
in
shit.
Hugs. The bitch.
I walked in hugs.
Man.
He had on. He
I
had
walked
on
in hugs
for
the baddest bitches. He walked in no looks magic. Like the nigga got caught. Let me tell you this.
How old is this?
A lot of niggas battle Hitman, right? And they take his shit and use it against him. That was against Verb.
Nigga, that's battle.
A lot of niggas.
That was against Verb? Oh, another 10-year-old motherfucking
12,
stop battle.
12. Right.
Hey, come on, man. Give me some fresh shit that's not a remix,
right?
Give me some fresh shit that's not a remix.
He got some bars, man.
You got bars. I never subscribed to you don't got bars.
Listen, give me a fresh quotable that's not a remix.
It's opening bar get shine. It's opening bar when he said it get shine.
I didn't watch it. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You didn't watch that shit.
That yesterday. You're right. That joke. I know what you're talking about. No, bro. Listen, bro. I stopped watching these old niggas.
Oh, man.
These niggas ain't no inspiration no more. They just need to be moved out of the way. I start watching these old niggas, bro.
Jack, there's only a couple of niggas that's holding it down in your class, in your era right now, fam. Not
bro,
a whole
like
crop
two,
of niggas.
And it's like two vets that's good. And they ain't even vets. They run Diddy and goddamn and ass. These niggas are still balling. There are some old niggas ain't doing nothing. Like, you niggas is hype for verb.
I fucks with Av and Nitty's a monster.
Was,
I fucks with Av and Nitty's a monster.
Yeah, bro, them the only vet niggas that I like.
I like Geechee.
My nigga.
I like you. I like Geechee Twerk.
Geechee not a vet yet. We not vets yet. What I'm saying, the closest
I don't
to vet
the
status
niggas.
That I respect, the closest
yeah.
to vet status that I respect is the niggas Rum, motherfucking Av, motherfucking niggas like Briz. You know what I'm saying? Them the three niggas that I respect the most that's close to that vet status. The rest of them all niggas, bro, what the fuck is a nigga supposed to learn from them?
You like
the
Calico?
Because
you
I
seem like a nigga like Calico. You like Calico?
I'm not with that mixtape rapping, though. That shit don't move
damn.
Me. That shit don't move me. Like, when a nigga sound like he rapping on a mixtape, that shit don't... Like, if I was to link up with Calico, I would make that nigga so much better. You feel me? Like, hey, a nigga take some of these bars. Get some. Let's get you some
not
more moments.
Not giving Calico bars, Jack.
Listen,
are we doing?
Let's get you some more moments. Let's get some excitement. You got the street look. You got the aura. You aggressive. Got the dreads. You look like a Chirac demon old type nigga. Come on, let's get it. Let's get it going. Stop going up here trying to talk to these niggas about how much money you make. Hear that in this profession. Do that on the track. Over here, come and rap, nigga.
Beat this nigga to
talk up with these words. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of that 10 to 4 shit. Come give me some better shit. Alright.
Nigga,
that's me, bro.
Who are you trying to battle? John or Hitman?
Hitman? What the fuck I look like? What?
I know you, but you've been wanting John for a minute, so, you know.
I wanted John for a personal grudge. At this point, for real, it's just fun to kick at a nigga that you know scared to death of you.
I know behind the scenes
shit about what the nigga got coming up next and everything, you feel me? I know
right.
for a fucking fact that nigga scared of me, dog. I know that.
Why, because of his opponent?
Fact. I don't want because of who his opponent is. Two, because of goddamn you motherfucking set guidelines. And then when the line you set is crossed, you ran. Plain and simple. Sat in North Carolina, in Raleigh, at that hot ass event with Av Battle Clips, and said on Battle Rap Trap, Jack, go out here and smoke a nigga. We could lock it in. I go out there and I retire the motherfucker. Where was he at? Nowhere to be found. Quiet as fuck. Oh, then band happened. I have another great joint with Steens. Everybody loves him. Oh, shit. Me and Big T.
I recap that
happened.
Shit. I like that battle.
Me and Big T just happened. Everybody, you still talking about some? No one's calling me. At this time, nigga, you scared. Plain and simple. You scared. No one's calling me. Nigga, you set the guidelines. You said one more, and we're going to get it rocking. I gave you three. That's like a nigga saying, hey, man. Don't push me again. And then you smack his ass. Hey, bro. What'd I say, bro? Bro, didn't I say don't hit me again, bro? You're going to make me get up, bro. Then I smack his ass again. Bro, look, man. I'm not trying to get suspended, man. Chill, bro. We in school, bro. Oh, I thought I was going to hit you one more time with your puss ass. Yeah, that's
it. Oh, the jackanese is real, my nigga. So what's next,
niggas
Jack?
Niggas is running. Niggas don't got heart, bro. I'm going to tell you like it is. Niggas don't got heart, bro. You know what I'm saying? What niggas is going to do is niggas going to take the popular battle. Not the battle that's going to bring you a war.
Right.
Take the popular battle.
And I agree with that. Some niggas
battle.
Doing that. I agree
with
some niggas doing that. Some niggas do that.
It's not that, the popular battle can't end up being a good battle. Don't get me wrong. It can be. But what I'm saying is the battle you know for a fact you're going to get smoking, like guaranteed,
You run from it. So you take the popular battle. And what the popular battle allows you to do is shit like, person is more popular than him. It makes sense. What you mean? Makes sense. He's more popular. He's more do-do-do-do. But you know, this nigga probably really don't even want to fucking bother you. You don't care for
him. But Jack, you might end up being the same way. After 3, 4, 5 years in the culture, you might end up being the same nigga.
The same way you talk about these niggas. You get popular and be the same motherfucking way, nigga. Come on.
Jay, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm actually trying to change the culture of battle rap, bro. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that.
Right.
I mean, I
respect that, Jack.
And I'm like, if you call me out, if anything, I'll probably do what he did at first. Yo, give me one crazy joint and we can get it locked in. I might hit you with that. But when you give me that one crazy jump, I'm going to stand on my word. And we're going to get it done.
Right.
If anything, if I don't, just be like, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Nigga, let's go.
Mm.
Niggas is scared. Niggas goofy. Niggas calm. Niggas all up. I mean, niggas don't have heart.
Hey, let me ask you this before we wrap it up, Jack. Are we going to get you and Big T soon? Do you know? You don't got to say a date. Respectfully, but do you think that'll be the first battle that's going to drop?
Nah, I doubt we'd be the first one that's going to drop, man. I think we fucking around and probably be like the last joke.
Fuck out of here, Jack. Stop being like that. Come on, believe me. It's bullshit, no? How niggas is talking about you and Big T?
No. Okay. How was niggas talking about me and Nun? How long did it take for you niggas to get it?
Yeah, Nun tapped out, though, my nigga. Come on, he tapped out. You know what time it is with Nun. Niggas didn't even want to see you battle none, fam. We're keeping it 100.
Niggas ain't want to see you battle Big T either. Everybody kept telling me he was washed. Niggas ain't want to see Big T either. Come on, man.
I didn't feel that way.
Jack, I wanted to see you Big T, though.
Yeah, I want,
you
yeah.
personally. But the culture didn't want to see me versus Big T. They were saying it. They said he was washed.
Gotcha.
They were saying it. You feel me? Same thing with none. Hell, same thing with Steve's when it dropped. Niggas was like, yo, the brother Steve was black. Oh,
yeah, you know what's funny, though? I'm going to keep it 100 with you, Jack. I had no interest in you and Steams, but damn, that shit turned out to be a fucking fire battle. Me and my God, producer the show here. We talk about that shit all the time.
Isn't it crazy every time? Isn't it weird? Out of my whole time on URL, I literally have one battle that ain't a crazy battle, and even then, my opponent still went crazy. Stop not telling niggas about my battles. What I bring out of these niggas, like, come on, son. This is why I be like, niggas just be pump faking with this. Niggas be scared, son. Because you got to be your best you against me. You got to be your best you. You have to. Niggas is scared, right? You want to know why? Because John don't have the best him. He got to do the best you ever the fuck else. He don't have the best him.
Oh, boy.
Feel me? And you got to understand, some things are just too dangerous. You're going to get up there with me, try and remix Ficky Ficky. Try to remix fuck everything else, and I'm bringing some brand new shit. And you have no idea.
He's gonna talk big money. He's gonna talk big money to you. He's gonna try to little bro you and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I was about to say. Here's the sad thing. In a sport that's supposed to be about skill, you niggas gonna let a whack ass angle like that work.
Oh Lord,
listen. What's even funnier is a nigga gonna try and little boy, big boy me off of battle rap status, when in real life, I'm older than the light-skinned nigga. You little boy and what? But over battle rap status, you're supposed to be this big badass nigga now. Fuck out of here. This is why I do not respect y'all whack-ass tears y'all have. I'm older than this nigga. But in a battle, he can try and little boy me because he been in battle rap longer. Bitch,
yeah,
I've been
that's
in
a little weird,
longer.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I've been in life
that's
longer.
A fact. I agree with that.
But that's how me and John would go. Niggas would try and hit me with that. He would hit that, and niggas gonna accept it. Yo, he was talking to him. I'm older than this nigga. The shit he learned through battle rap, I learned in the streets. Fuck is you talking about? What are we talking about? Oh, because that's the only angle you thought he would be able to take on. Now what? I know for a fact he can't talk money with me. Y'all would think he can because of a rap lead. But that nigga can't talk money with me. So we doing?
Talking your shit.
Where angle at? Where's the angle at? oh, he ain't got one, which explains why he knows he can't battle me. He know this shit. He know this shit. You can't big boy me. I'm older than you, dog. Keep it 100. I'm way more respected in the streets of yours than you, dog. And he know that, too. So, you can't big boy me. You can't. I ain't no street nigga me. You can't. I'm a dumb nigga. Because people can obviously see I'm a smart nigga. You can't. I'm not entertaining. I don't have bars and don't get moments. You can't talk money to me. What do you want to say to me, John, besides rap? Which is why he don't want to take this battle. I know what's up. I know what's up, huh? I know what's up. I'm trying to tell you niggas that he knew what's up from jump. He can't rap better than me, and he can't take no angle with me. You mean, what? Little boy me?
What, you taller than me?
That's it. That's the only thing you got on me is literally
height, nigga. Height, nigga.
You got nothing else on me in real life.
But, Jack, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's got nothing on me in real life. Like, so what are you going to talk to me about? What are you going to talk to me about? What are you going to say to me? Huh? You can't. That's why for me, it's like, man, that shit gone. That shit gone.
That battle's gone. He's not going to battle me, dog. He's not. He's not.
I know for a fact he's not. He can't straight angle me. So we had all this shit going on. I know for a fact he tried to call and see what type of time I'd be on, and he got the answers he like, oh, yeah, Jack, one of them guys for real. Yeah, Jack really one of them guys, bro. Yeah, let's leave that alone.
He's really one of them.
He'll say fuck battle rap at any moment. He's really one of them guys. So you can't street angle me, bro. You can't. You can't. Sorry.
And yeah, street angle you's not. Yeah, street angle you's not. I don't know. Unless you incorporate it real good. But you got to do it real, real good. You know what I'm saying?
And it can only, if for real, it can only be some shit that's technical because the bar was sweet, not because it's
yes,
real.
Yes,
you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
and that's how I got to do it. Yeah.
Like
yeah. Agree.
That's how he would
agree
have to do
Jack.
It. Which means he would be up there telling some fuck shit anyway. Which if you real, nigga, you wouldn't respect it. So once again, I say, how the fuck can a nigga beat me?
He can't talk money to me. This whole situation that he just had before his London battle. Shit, all that shit got spilled out on who was carrying the whole everything.
So we, what? You can't talk money to me. You can't talk age. You can't talk real shit. You can't talk street shit.
Well, money and battle rap. I know they tweet stuff.
It depends what you're talking about.
The
only thing these niggas can say is that Smack will pay me more than he will pay you. That's all they can say is that Smack will pay you
right.
more than he will pay me. That don't mean you get more money than me in life. That's just saying this one person is willing to put more money in your pocket than he's willing to give me. But that don't mean you get more money than me in life. And if you've been battle rapping for 10-odd years, nigga, I would hope Smack want to pay you more than he want to pay my 3-year battle rap having that. I would hope so. I would hope
so. I got 40 seconds here, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, brother. I want you and Big T to drop. I really want to see this battle,
man. I'm going to close you out with a great closer. Fuck all of them. All right.
That's what it is.
PSA podcast.
You're ready, man. Shout out to my nigga Jack Boy. He really the back, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Boys.